report.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Do you believe the Supreme Court can, in fact, say that the individual mandate part is unconstitutional and the rest of it is constitutional? And do you believe that's what they might do?
I actually think that is what they're most likely to do before, of course, we've heard any arguments. I can't imagine how they're going to decide that this isn't right yet, and you'll have some lawyers talking about
that's
that.
That's today's argument.
Arcane legal question. But, yeah, I don't believe that they'll support that, and they certainly aren't going to do it from the bench today. I do believe that it's likely the individual mandate will be declared unconstitutional. Kennedy will probably side with the four right-wing justices. I'd be very surprised if they decide. I think Kennedy will switch sides, and it'll be 5-4 in favor of severing that finding from the rest of the bill. The question is going to be, is this individual mandate question, can that be considered separately from the rest of the bill? And I think it will be.
That's Howard Dean explaining to Charlie Rose how he thinks the Supreme Court will decide the issue of Obamacare. The Supreme Court and Affordable Care Act are where we start this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. Talk host John Hines here with legal analyst Andrew Cohen about how the Supreme Court will go about hearing the arguments on this case this week.
6 hours of arguments over 3 days. Is that sort of patterned out? There'll be like 2 hours this day, 2 hours the next day, or is it 6 hours a day for each of the next 3 days?
No. 2 hours a day for 3 days. Today the argument is over jurisdiction, whether the court should even get involved in all of the details of the individual mandate and all that stuff. Later today they start to deal with that issue, the substance of it. They go into that tomorrow, and then on Wednesday they wrap up with 2 more hours. 6 hours is an extraordinary period of time. We haven't seen something like this in about 40 years since the Civil Rights Acts were evaluated. So it's a big deal.
Okay, so interesting, this first part of it especially. They're going to argue whether or not that the Supreme Court should even be hearing this. How will this play out? Who will say that they should be hearing this, and who will say that there is no, the Supreme Court's got no business with this?
Yeah, it's a very interesting dynamic. First of all, the issue is what you call the punishment that people will get if they don't sign up for health care after the law goes into effect in 2014. The administration says it's a penalty, and that because it's a penalty, it can be challenged at any time, even before the penalty is imposed. Some folks believe that it's a tax. If it's a tax, then there's a federal statute that says you cannot challenge the imposition of a tax until you're actually taxed. And all the people who are opposed to the new health care law haven't yet been taxed because the law isn't in effect. One judge, a lower court judge, saw it that way, said it was a tax, and that this is all premature, that none of these challenges over the past 2 years, you know, the dozens and dozens of challenges, should take place until the tax actually is imposed in 2014 or 2015. And look, the Supreme Court obviously is taking that argument seriously because they've devoted 90 minutes of it to today. So they've hired a lawyer. The Supreme Court hired a Washington, prominent Washington lawyer to come in and to say, this is a tax. You should get rid of the case. It's premature. Both sides, the federal government and the states, of course, want the justices to get to the heart of it and to decide whether that mandate is constitutional or not.
Wow. Okay.
A lot to chew on today, but later we get to the mandate, and of course the mandate is the essence of it, what everybody's talking about. Can the government force you to buy health insurance if you don't want to? Can the government regulate what opponents of the law call inaction?
Okay, now, is the Supreme Court expected to rule on these 3 days of arguments separately? Is this the way this will play out?
No. What's happened here is 3 of these healthcare cases have been combined into one. So you have like what happened with Brown versus Board of Education. So what's going to happen is at the end of June, just before the justices leave for their summer break, they are going to issue a ruling. Either the ruling is going to go to the merits, and one side is going to win or lose on the merits of the mandate and so forth, or the justices are going to say, you know what, that one judge was right, this is all premature, you have to come back in 2015 to deal with it. And, of course, that would have enormous ramifications politically and otherwise.
Up next, more on health care and the Supreme Court. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Looking for a top TV brand? Sears will make you clap your hands. Samsung, Sony, Sharp, LG, and so much more, so stomp your feet.
The ultimate hoops experience is on at Sears. Come in now or visit Sears.com/hoops and get a Sony 46-inch 1080p TV for only $699.99.
Brand new models come and see with the price match guarantee.
See store for Sears Price Match Plus policy. Prices may vary in Alaska and Hawaii.
Go Alaska and Hawaii!
Have you heard? Proactiv is better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv, your acne can heal, and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call at 1-800-620-7476, because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv risk-free, get two free gifts, and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactiv now and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial at Proactiv, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 1-800-620-7476. This is our best radio offer ever. Get your risk-free 60-day trial at Proactiv plus free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Visit GetProactiv.com or call 1-800-620-7476. That's 1-800-620-7476.
Hey there, you've reached Claire. Leave me a message.
Claire, it's Ann. Hey, you know that hormone balancing product we talked about before? The all-natural one. Amberin? Well, I gotta tell you this. Not only did Amberin stop my hot flashes, but since I started the Amberin program, I have lost so much weight. Seriously, even my belly fat, it's gone. I haven't been this thin in years. I feel great. Give me a call.
The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, it can be practically impossible to lose weight. Amberin restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall off. Yes, even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Amberin eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging too. So with your hormones in balance, you can feel great and finally lose the weight. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply, free. Call 1-800-788-0028. That's 1-800-788-0028. 1-800-788-0028.
Referrals. Simple word, right? To a small business, referrals are solid gold. So how do you stir them up? Email marketing from ConstantContact.com. With Constant Contact, you get easy-to-use templates to showcase your business with photos and coupons. And best of all, it's easy for your customers to pass them along to others. In other words, help you generate the almighty referral. Plans as low as $15 a month. Get your free 60-day trial at ConstantContact.com. And let the referrals begin.
This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Our focus is the Supreme Court hearing the arguments over Obamacare. Let's listen to Judge Andrew Napolitano talking to Shepard Smith about some of the questions the Supreme Court is considering.
The court is not supposed to hear a case unless it is timely. In other words, you just can't ask the court to declare a statute unconstitutional because you think it's unconstitutional. You have to have been harmed by it, or the harm coming your way has to be fairly clear. Ordinarily, the court decides when the case is timely. The legal phrase is ripeness. Is it ripe? In the case of paying taxes, Congress has decided when it is timely for the court to hear a challenge to a tax. And Congress has said, you want to challenge a tax, you pay it first. You give us the money first, and then you challenge whether or not we have the right to take it from you. This is a very small portion of this case, Shep. The big portion that most people are concerned about is whether or not the Congress can force you to buy health care insurance. But one aspect of that is, if you don't buy it, the Congress will extract money from you. Question, is that extraction a penalty, or is that extraction a tax? If it is a tax, then this 150-year-old statute which says you've got to pay the tax before you can challenge it may kick in. But from the sentiment of those in the courtroom, from listening to the oral argument, it is very clear. These justices want to hear this as much as we want them to hear it. They want to rule on it as much as we want an answer to it. They're not going to let this 150-year-old tax law interfere with whether or not they can rule on this case.
Do they want to rule on it so badly because it's political and because it could help determine the course of human events in this country or for other reasons?
Well, that's a very good question. Sometimes the justices do time their rulings. Think about it this way. If the court invalidates this health care mandate, would that help the president, who could say, look, I tried to do what I thought was right and Republican appointees to the court invalidated it? Or will it hurt the president because it will enable his opponent to say, look, the court invalidated this and the president should have known it all along? I think the court wants to get heavy cases off its docket so it can get back to its normal routine. And if they're anxious to resolve this, it's a normal human anxiety. It's not an effort to want to influence the presidential election.
What takes this case to the level that they would have longer arguments on this than anything in decades?
I think they want to show respect to the Congress for a 2,600-page statute.
Wow.
And they want to show respect to the states, which have challenged it, because 26 of the states have challenged
it. All with the Republican attorneys general.
That's probably true. The challenges are executive decisions, not legislative decisions.
Right.
And I think they want to show deference to the public, which seems to have an overriding interest in the outcome of this case. This length of time is unusual, but there are many, many arguments and many, many litigants, and I think the court wants to fairly say, whichever way we go, we gave everybody ample time to speak.
Is that a prediction? Based on what you know about these justices?
Well, based upon what I know, I think they're going to invalidate the individual mandate. I think they're going to say that there is a limit to what Congress can order people to do. Whether that invalidation affects the rest of the case is something that can't be predicted.
Here's radio host Robert Snyder and Rex Andrew talking to Congressman Randy Neugebauer of Texas, who thinks the 3 days that the Supreme Court hears arguments on this case may be among the most significant days in our country's history.
Very important 3 days in Washington, D.C. with the oral arguments against Obamacare. I guess, Congressman, first of all, what are your initial thoughts on these 3 days of oral arguments against Obamacare?
Well, Robert, these may be the most important 3 days in the history of our country for in a very long period of time, because I think really what's at stake here is not just Obamacare, but it's really, I think, the scope of government moving forward. And so these are going to be important 3 days.
Have you had a chance to talk to Greg Abbott or any of the other attorneys general about their arguments and their thought process behind this?
Not talk to them directly, Robert, but, you know, obviously have read some of the things that they said, seen them, you know, speaking on television. And so, you know, what I think is very interesting about this is how united a lot of these attorney generals are. And I detect a certain amount of confidence in their voice.
Yeah, not too often that you get such a large number of states agreeing on anything and cooperating on something with 26, obviously over half the nation, working on these oral arguments for today.
Well, I think the reason you see that is two things. I think there's, you know, obviously when you poll the American people, there's overwhelming support to repeal Obamacare. But secondly, these states have a big stake in the outcome of this court hearing because it has great implications on states moving forward.
Congressman, what about the argument that this shouldn't even be considered yet since very little, if any, of this law has actually come into effect?
Well, you know, I've read that, and Rex, I'm not a lawyer, but what I know is that this Obamacare, the law has been passed, and some of the provisions are in place. And as you know, I think 2014, the individual mandate portion of that is the date that it comes in force. And it's so important because it has such huge implication, I think, moving forward, that it's better for us, you know, to resolve this issue before it goes into effect rather than after, because if the court rules again not in favor of that, then, you know, obviously Congress will have to untangle or move forward depending on what the outcome or what the finding by the court is.
All right, so we got you up to date on that, Neat Countdown. Let's go to the campaign trail next.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio World, Talk Television, this weekend, emphasis on the GOP primaries, the presidential race. From MSNBC, Chuck Todd talked to analyst Karen Finney and Dan Balz about Rick Santorum's campaign, making the battle over Obamacare one of the issues as he heads into Maryland, Washington, D.C., and Wisconsin.
If you're the Santorum campaign, you have 8 days, basically, to make your last stand in Wisconsin. Could you come up with a better topic to become in the national conversation than the individual mandate in healthcare?
No, and they are doing essentially a daily rollout of some element of healthcare, all focused on the similarity between the Obama law and the Romney law that was passed in Massachusetts. And they are going to hammer in day after day after day to try to make this argument that this issue goes off the table if he's the nominee.
And yet, the Romney campaign is hoping to make Rick Santorum. We heard earlier, Rick Santorum, over the weekend, he called Mitt Romney the worst Republican you could put up against President Obama. He said he was saying only on this issue of health care later in a clarification.
Yeah.
Obviously, he used a curse word. Now, this morning, he reacted to that. Here's what he said about using a curse word on air.
If you haven't cursed out a New York Times reporter during the course of a campaign, you're not really a real Republican is the way I look at it. I just said, okay, I've had enough of this. You know what? And so I just, you know, that's what I did. We're out there slugging away. We're the candidates out there that's mixing up and we're mixing it up.
Karen, the Romney campaign tried to create a hashtag Santorum. Santorum campaign raising money on it, saying, hey, I'm going, you know, look at trying to play the conservative victim of the liberal media card.
Absolutely. I mean, if it's not the individual mandate, the New York Times is the next best foe of the Republican Party. Are you kidding me?
Dan, you just actually met with him. I love this image. Speaker Gingrich and Rick Santorum at Bistro B right here about, four blocks away morning. They're both here in town, and you had a breakfast with Santorum. What else did he say on this?
Well, he said a number of things. One is he's not going to let this issue go. He makes the argument that the worst thing that could happen to the Republican Party is to have this nomination battle end now, and for the Obama team to be able to have 4 or 5 or 6 months financial advantage, right, just pound on the nominee. He said the best thing is for a short 2-month general election, which means take this thing all the way to the convention, negate their money advantage, and that he's the best to run.
In a talk radio interview, MJ Lee from Politico.com talked about the latest problem for Santorum, losing his temper and swearing at a reporter.
Well, we saw over the weekend was very frustrated at Santorum. You know, what he said in Wisconsin on Sunday was basically that, you know, Romney was the worst Republican in the country to go up against Obama. And when reporters asked him about this comment repeatedly after the event, you know, Santorum sort of blasted cool and said, come on, guys, you know that, you know, I was talking about this in the context of health care. And then he sort of really lost his cool at a New York Times reporter, and he said, you know, stop distorting my words. This is BS. You know, Santorum actually did a TV interview. You could tell that he was really trying to, you know, laugh off the incident and play cool. And he said, if you haven't cursed out a New York Times reporter during the course of a campaign, you're really not, a true Republican. And I can understand how it can be frustrating to feel like your words are being distorted. But when you're running for president of the United States, you definitely don't want to be, you know, caught losing your cool and cursing at a reporter. You know, this is obviously a distraction for his campaign. And anything that really takes you away from your core message, you know, you don't want to be stuck in that. It's true that Santorum just has to be a little more careful about what words he says. If he doesn't, you know, put into context exactly what he's saying at that point in time, he is going to get a lot of questions from reporters. And this is, you know, especially bad for Santorum at a time when national Republicans are increasingly saying, you know, it's time to wrap things up. We've got to really start focusing on the general election. You know, any chance of Santorum making a sudden surge and, you know, really giving Romney a run for his money seems very unlikely at this point. So, you know, when Romney keeps adding to his list of endorsements and he has, you know, money to outspend his rivals by, you know, many times over, Santorum really does not have, he can't afford to have, you know, mishaps like this.
More from the campaign trail up next here on the Talk Radio Review.
Grandpa!
Hey, there he is.
What up here? Sit down on the porch with me.
I love staying here. How long have you lived here?
A long time. You know, your mother grew up here.
I'm gonna have a house like this when I grow up.
I hope so, buddy. I hope so.
For the first time in generations, the dream of home ownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect home ownership. Visit houselogic.com/homeownership to learn more.
Motorcyclists often seem rather intimidating. Rough and tumble, real bad mamma jammers. Little do folks know, they can actually be quite sensible, especially if they insure their motorcycle with Geico along with their car. Geico's multi-policy discount could save them quite a bit of money. Did I just say bad mamma jammers? Do you ever say something and think, I wish I'd never said that? This is one of them times.
Call Geico or visit geico.com today to see how much our multi-policy discount could save you.
Hi, I'm Tony Stewart, Sprint Cup champion and co-owner of Stewart Haas Racing. So I've got a question for you. Want to be a co-owner of my race team? No, really, I'm serious. It can happen when you enter the Quicken Loans You're the Boss sweepstakes. Win, and for one amazing race weekend, you'll be an honorary co-owner of Stewart Haas Racing. Enter the Quicken Loans You're the Boss sweepstakes today at QLRacing.com. You'll get to hang out with me, Ryan Newman, driver of the 39 Quicken Loans Chevy, and the whole crew. It'll be awesome. Oh, and get this. If you win, you'll also walk away with $10,000. Got your attention there, didn't I? So come on. What are you waiting for? Enter the Quicken Loans You're the Boss sweepstakes today at QLRacing.com. That's QLRacing.com.
No purchase necessary. Legal residents of the 50 United States and D.C. 18 and older. Void where prohibited. Promotion ends 4/30/12. For official rules and complete details, visit QLRacing.com. Sponsor Quicken Loans Incorporated. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Halfway through this hour, with a welcome back in, I'm Doug Steffen, Talk Radio, and the focus on an issue-oriented sort of political talk radio. Here's host Mitch Hank talking about Rick Santorum losing his temper.
Santorum says a lot of stuff, and then it begs for follow-ups. And he said at one point that the worst Republican in the country, he said this on Sunday, described Mitt Romney the worst Republican in the country to put up against Barack Obama. And he was talking about it because of Romney Care. And, of course, he was hounded by that. And Jeff Saleny of the New York Times followed up, which prompted Santorum to said, it's BS. I mean, just say it's BS. And I won't say the whole thing. And then he got mad. Just kind of. And then I talked to people this morning off air, and they were saying, that shows he's a real guy. And people say, yeah, he's a real guy. He said the BS word. And I'm thinking, is that a good thing when candidates? Well, because he was mad. Here's Santorum talking about the comment, but not saying the comment.
It was just one of these harassing moments, and you know, after having answered the question a few times, and you know, sort of comes back with the same old question, the same old spin. I just said, okay, I've had enough of this. You know what?
Well, there you go. I mean, so the tensions are flaring. So is it a good thing when candidates are able to say curse words or not? I guess that's what I would throw out there as we start. I think it's kind of refreshing. I mean, it is kind of refreshing. I mean, Harry Truman used to call, when they were criticizing his daughter's singing, Margaret Truman, and her piano playing and singing, he would write personally to the critic and call him an SOB. And then we saw Give 'Em Hell, Harry, which was a famous adaptation of theater. James Whitmore played him on stage and in the movie, Give 'Em Hell, Harry. We thought that was so great that he was using all those bad words. And then when Nixon did it on the Nixon tapes, and used all these expletives, we thought it was horrible. But I think, is it a good thing or a bad thing when politicians cuss? I think largely it's a good thing, as it shows they're human.
Here's host Greg Garrison talking to former Oklahoma Congressman J.C. Watts. He thinks Gingrich is the candidate with the best qualifications to be president.
You've decided that you're going to help out former Speaker Gingrich, and that doesn't surprise me, and he's lucky to have you.
Well, thank you.
What did you, First of all, you the selection process, I know you were somebody that, that a lot of folks would have loved to have on their team to get an election accomplished, but why did you pick Newt?
Well, several things, Greg. I think when you – I was pretty much anybody but Romney. I don't know Governor Romney. All I can go on is what he did when he was governor of Massachusetts. He stood against Boy Scouts, raised taxes and fees, you know, health care, you know, government-run health care mandates. You know, I thought he did some things that was very, very anti religion in terms of what he did to the Catholic Church there in Massachusetts and running them out of the, you know, adoption business and other services. But you know, but when you look at what Newt did when he was Speaker, when he had a vote and influenced public policy, we had a balanced budget. The only time in my lifetime we've had a balanced budget was when Newt was Speaker, paid down our public debt, took on entitlement reform, and we had tax and regulatory reform that produced, created an environment for about 11 million new jobs. So I think when you look at what people are talking about, 75% of the American people, Republicans and Democrats, Newt's been there, done that, and he got called racist and evil and mean-spirited and the Gingrich that stole Christmas by all Democrats and many Republicans. But at the end of the day, we got results for the American people.
But how electable is this guy? I know just enough about him to have a significant questions in my mind, and I get into it with my listeners that are big Newt fans, and it's, you know, my longtime statement here is that I love Newt Gingrich. There's other crazy four folks inside of his head that I can't get along with, the man is laughing.
Well, I'm not quite heard it put like that, Greg.
and I'd say that to him.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
I see him as all world in some ways. But when he runs off and plops on the couch with Nancy Pelosi or goes on a PR trip with Hillary Clinton, and I'm terrified of him on the global warming fraud.
Well Greg, I
can't get into, you know, he needs to say they made this up because they did.
And I think in terms of global warming, what new, and I ask him about that as well. Say, hey, what was that about? He said, first of all, he said I made a mistake. He said, secondly, he said, but you know, Republicans, conservatives, he said, while I don't, and this is my philosophy as well, while I don't agree with where Al Gore and Nancy Pelosi are in terms of global warming, I do think it's man made. I think it's political science. It's not real science, in my opinion. But I do think we should be as a believer. As a God-fearing person, I think we should be concerned about God's earth.
All right. Up next, another hot topic, Trayvon Martin's death. That's up next on The Countdown.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Most of the time, I brought it on myself, but who could resist the perfect burger? I promised my tummy, never again. My tummy replied, embarrassing. Then I found Digestive Advantage. It's a supplement.
Shift Digestive Advantage dual-action formulas immediately begin to target your digestive needs.
My tummy liked that.
And with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support.
My tummy loved that.
Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage, with formulas for gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support.
Looking for top TV brands? Here's what'll make you clap your hands. Samsung, Sony, Shark, LG, and so much more, so stomp your feet.
The ultimate hoops experience is on at Sears. Come in now or visit sears.com/hoops and get a Sony 46-inch 1080p TV for only $699.99.
Brand new models come and see with a price match guarantee.
See store for Sears Price Match Plus policy. Prices may vary in Alaska and Hawaii.
Go Alaska and Hawaii!
Have you heard? Proactive is better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping.
Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive, your acne can heal and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited time offer. Give us a call at 1-800-620-7476 because we're going to let a million people try Proactive risk-free, get two free gifts, and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactive now and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 1-800-620-7476. This is our best radio offer ever. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive plus free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Visit GetProactive.com or call 1-800-620-7476. That's 1-800-620-7476.
Hey, Kelly. So, who'd you hire to do your emails?
What? You know it's just me here.
Come on, I got your newsletter. Pretty fancy. Photos, coupons. Come on, who is it?
Oh, no, I'm silly. I use Constant Contact.
Really?
With ConstantContact.com, it's so easy. They make me look like $1 million, and the emails really work.
Oh, yeah?
It got you in here today, didn't it?
Touché.
ConstantContact.com. Plans as low as $15 a month with a free 60-day trial.
We'll turn our attention on the talk radio countdown to Trayvon Martin's killing. Here's Nancy Grace talking to retired Police Commander Woodrow Tripp about the Stand Your Ground law in Florida and whether that has any bearing on the shooting of Mr. Martin.
The law reads like this, and I can quote it for you directly, Woody. Intent to commit a crime can be formed in an instant, and the time it takes you to pull a gun, pull the trigger. And you may immediately regret the deed, because Zimmerman has had friends go out on all the talk shows and talk about how he's been crying for days, and I appreciate that. I really do appreciate that he's been crying. But he may immediately regret the deed. I mean, at that moment, he may regret the deed. But the deed is done. Trayvon Martin is dead. Now, a lot is going to depend on how these facts unfold. But at the outset, Woody, he is the aggressor. And I keep saying that because that is what self-defense hinges on, whether Zimmerman has a claim or not. You can't claim self-defense if you're the aggressor. And he's the one chasing Trayvon Martin. That's the problem. Now, did Trayvon Martin at some point turn around and hit him? According to the Orlando Sentinel, yes, he did. But does that take away from the fact that he is the aggressor? I don't care if he regrets the deed now. Doesn't matter under the law. He is the aggressor, Woody.
Two things here, Nancy. Two questions. Was Trayvon legally where he was supposed to be when he was there? Answer is yes. Second, was Trayvon committing any crime in this place that he was legally at? He was not. So at that point, again, we go back to, when did Trayvon lose his stand your ground right? He's being accosted by a person, whether he knew he was armed or not. He has the right to defend himself.
You know, Woody, you and I have been on the street for so long, we've seen it all, and I'm telling you this, self-defense. If you are the aggressor, you don't have the right to claim self-defense. And shouldn't it be, Woody, that an arrest goes down, and if he wants to claim self-defense, he can tell that to a jury?
Well, certainly, Nancy, and that's what I would look at as an investigator. You know, Trayvon had the right to be there. He was not committing a crime. The aggressor in this case chased the paper boy and caught him, and it got turned around on him.
Talk host Keith Larson here with the Florida reporter Courtney Hall, trying to separate the fact from the rumors in this case.
Start at the beginning. As best you know, would you describe the incident that happened a month ago today involving the neighborhood watch person, Mr. Zimmerman, and Trayvon Martin?
Well, if you remember a month ago, we had the All-Star game here in Orlando. So all the media, we were busy with that. We had a release come into us from Samford, police, vaguely describing an incident that happened in which one person wound up shot and killed. The details were very, very sketchy. There was really no no details in that initial email, that initial notice that was sent out to local media. So we essentially didn't know what was going on. Now, over the weeks as things have uncovered, you know, we found, okay, the person who was shot and killed was actually a teenager, 17 years old. He was unarmed. He had some Skittles and a sweet tea with him, and that the person who shot and killed him was a neighborhood watch person. And then we started learning just a little bit more about both the person, the teenager who died, and then also the neighborhood watch person. We learned that he had made regular phone calls to police on various occasions about different, you know, suspicions he had about people in the neighborhood. And then we, you know, we just, Trayvon Martin's parents were very vocal in terms of getting this case recognized. So they were all over the media, and we started to learn more about what was happening.
Here's Dom Giordano on his radio program with Geraldo Rivera. They talk about Rivera's comments that Trayvon Martin was equally responsible for the shooting because of the way he was dressed.
With the hoodie, Geraldo, I've been talking about that. I wrote about it tomorrow in the Philadelphia Daily News. I wouldn't go as far as your initial statement, though. Have you clarify that, or do you stick with it? Essentially, I think you said on Fox and Friends that the hoodie is as responsible as Zimmerman, this out-of-control guy, was for the situation.
Yeah, I said it, but, you know, in context of the article, Dom, you know, I'm comfortable with what I said. Having said that, I feel horrible if anything I've said has added to the misery of Trayvon Martin's family.
Right.
You know, there's no doubt about it. You know, on minority kids, you know, in North Philly, for example, you walk around in a hoodie, it's a sign on their back saying, shoot me, or the cops to stop and frisk them. I think it's trouble statistically. I'm sure I'm right. There was a shootout in Harlem in New York last night. The kid was wearing a hoodie. It's just, you know, it's fine and I appreciate that everyone's showing solidarity, you know, priests and rabbis and ministers and professors and you know, federal government officials, everyone's getting their photo op in their hoodie, trying to rehabilitate hoodies. But it's just not going to happen because a week from now, he's still going to have a kid wearing a hoodie walking around. A cop's going to stop him, or the kid's going to stop and be frisked, or he's going to run. You know, it's just that it's an image that's inculcated deep in our minds. Every surveillance video you ever see of the 7-Eleven getting stuck up, it's a kid in a hoodie. You know, Ted Kaczynski, the Unabomber in a hoodie, D.B. Cooper, who jumped out of the airplane in a hoodie. It's just, you know, it's associated in our minds. You add the racial tension that no one likes to talk about, and you get a recipe for disaster, though.
Absolutely. And Geraldo, too, you make mention what was moving to me when we've spoken, your son Cruz, that how old is Cruz?
Cruz is 24 now, so this is mainly, you know, 5 years ago. And I've got a 24-year-old now and a 32-year-old. The 32-year-old is the one who said he was ashamed of me. He can actually call into my show today.
Oh, God.
The 24-year-old, I constantly was whacking him in the head and take that thing off your head. You know, it's an invitation for cops to stop you and pick your pants up. And, you know, so I'm speaking from experience. You know, his mom's Mexican-American, so he's dark-skinned, and he gets the same, you know, going over that minority kids do across this country.
Well, Roland, what do you say to those, though, who are trying to rehabilitate and saying, you know what, if a white kid's wearing it, it's not quite the same thing? What would your argument be?
It's not. I mean, the world is unfair.
Right.
You know, you can rail against racial profiling all you want, but it's not going to change it. It's not going to, you know, you're not going to have people, you know, just change their attitude or their instinctive response. It's just, that's just the way it unfortunately is. I'd rather that the kids didn't wear the hoodie rather than take the chance that, you know, this movement will change people's attitudes suddenly. It's just not going to happen.
I would agree. And then one of the hardest things, Geraldo, I think, is when you look at the crime statistics, you know why people are thinking that. So kids that are not doing anything wrong, they get lumped into this. It's unfortunate, but it's because people are playing the percentages.
That's exactly what it is. I mean, stereotyping is a horrible thing, but it's a reality in life, and all I'm after is trying to save kids' lives. That's my whole message here.
Up next, Dick Cheney gets a new heart. A lot of jokes have gone around the board with that one. That's up next here on The Countdown.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
What is the most abundant resource on Earth? Water. It's essential for sustaining life. But it's not always the most available. When disaster strikes, water quickly vanishes from store shelves, like it did during 9/11, Katrina, Japan, and in Joplin. 3 days without water and your body begins to shut down. Don't risk being without an abundant supply of water when the next disaster hits. Get a FlowJack hand well pump. The affordable FlowJack drops right into almost any well and is easy to install without having to remove the existing pump, giving you immediate access to plenty of cool, clean water. You could risk your family's health on a limited supply of stored water, or you could be prepared with the reliable, affordable FlowJack backup hand pump kit for only $3.99 complete. See how it works at FlowJack.com, spelled FlowJack.com. Be sure to spell FlowJack.com or call 855-4-FLOWJACK, 855-4-FLOWJACK. That's 855-435-6525. Proudly made in America. FlowJack hand well pumps. Peace of mind in a box.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
All right, we get back to the Talk Radio Review, and a lot of people gabbing about Dick Cheney's new heart. Here are our hosts Chet Walker and Doug Emblidge talking about what kind of special treatment the former vice president may have gotten to get moved up the list.
The former vice president has a new heart.
Some folks are asking questions. A, he's 71 years old. B, because he was the former vice president.
Yeah.
Did he wait in line to get it?
From what I'm reading, his number was up.
Well, his number was up. He waited longer than most actually knew.
Yeah, and I was just reading a stat here. How many people do you think in this country right now are on an organ, a waiting list for an organ? You know, heart, kidney, lung, you know.
I'm going to say tens of thousands?
113,639 as of yesterday. 72,000 on the active roster.
Yeah.
According to the United Network for Organ Sharing, and a non-government organization, the Organ Procurement and Transplantation Network. And at death, how many different body parts can one donate?
Wow.
This is the number that surprised me the most.
I'm going to say something like 30.
It's about 100.
Woo!
Yeah. That includes tendons, skin, all kinds of different things.
Yeah, I know you do skin. I know you do tendons. You know, there's a lot. You know, I can't give my liver up, but, you know, everything else they could use, so they'd take it.
Mm-hmm.
I do have that on my license, and I've told my family members.
As do I.
I think that's a great thing. Just emceed a banquet for the folks who are in the recovery network who say, you know, please let people, you know, use parts that you can no longer use.
Yeah.
It's a good program.
I always, whenever I would question whether I want to do that, I just think about, all right, what if it's one of my kids that's being saved?
Sure.
You know, and it's just like, you know, I would be so thankful that somebody had made that decision. So.
Yeah. Well, in our lifetime, look how far they've come.
It used to be
you just donated your corneas. That was the only thing I remember that you really could donate.
I remember the first heart transplant. It was a DeBakey? Dr. DeBakey? Wasn't he the South African doctor?
South African man, yeah.
Yeah.
That was back in the mid-60s.
I'm going to say, yeah, I was going to say, I was going to say maybe late, early 70s, but it might have been mid-60s.
Yeah. I think I was slinging papers when that happened.
Really?
That was, you know, it was amazing news at the time, and now, you know, Strong does it and does a great job with it and goes on all over the place.
Here are E.J. Becker and Alan Schenck talking to heart surgeon Dr. Trip Zorn about many of the questions that have come up since the news was released that Chaney had a heart transplant.
It didn't take long after we found out that he got that transplant for questions to start to swirl. For instance, he's 71 years old. He's been sick like this since he was 37. Does age at all play a role? Should it at all play a role in making decisions about who gets transplants?
Absolutely. It plays a large role because it is a limited, precious commodity. We have more people on the waiting list than we transplant annually. And so age does play a role, like it does in any organs. And obviously this one reawakened echoes of Mickey Mantle and some other prominent folks that wound up getting organs. It is important to note that I think he was on the list for 20 months, and I don't have any particular knowledge of his case other than what's in the lay press. But you know, the bulk of patients that get heart transplants are between the ages of 50 and 64. 65 is a soft number in most transplant programs, at which they really have to look hard at patients beyond that. But I don't, there are no hard numbers that exclude patients from considering for heart transplants.
So we can assume that Dick Cheney had really nothing else wrong with him except for a really bad heart.
Well, we do know some other things that have been there. I mean, he's got some peripheral vascular disease and some other health issues. But I think that obviously, you know, he's made a number of public appearances recently, has obviously done reasonably well with his LVAD. And again, I'm not privy to any private information here, and I've never met with him. But from his public representations, he does appear to have been in good health while on his left ventricular assist device.
You mentioned he was on the list for 20 months. I'm not sure how long that is comparatively for a heart transplant. Kidney transplant lists can be much longer than that. Does the 20 months make you feel safe and secure that he did not get any special treatment, any special consideration?
That, along with knowing the process, which is heavily scrutinized, and quite honestly, the individual institution does not have the ability to jump people up the list. So the organs are allocated by what's called UNOS, so the United Network Organ System, and it is regionalized. So there are what are called OPOs, or organ procurement organizations, that oversee a certain region. And they maintain a list for all the organizations, the institutions that are participating in transplant there. The average wait time for a heart right now is about 9 months. Those who have particular need, who are particularly sick, can get accelerated up the list and are prioritized. The 20 months doesn't necessarily, but just confidence in the system, and I really don't think there was a way to jump him up the list.
You can find out more about all the items on the countdown. There's a whole big box, a big section at DougStephan.com entitled Talk Radio Countdown Show.